On International Women's Day on March 8th, drinks maker Guinness is offering 10,000 adults who registered with the company's Match Pint app what it says is a complimentary pint of the black stuff. It's part of a promotion in which it's encouraging pubs across the country to screen women's Six Nations fixtures. We can talk now to Joe Barry, Professor of Population Health and Medicine at Trinity College. Joe Barry, what's your reaction to this promotion?
Well, I hope this promotion doesn't give the result that women are going to be drinking more alcohol. And I suppose the reason I say that, Justin, is in Ireland we obviously have a problem in relation to alcohol and people's health, and women in particular. The proportion of alcohol-related deaths from cancer is higher in the EU average for women. In Ireland, it's 40% higher. And in the rest of Europe, it's only 30%. So we already have a disadvantage in relation to women and cancer. We also know that 900 people are diagnosed with alcohol-related cancers every year, and 500 of those die. And the National Cancer Control Program showed that 1 in 8 of all breast cancers are associated with alcohol and alcohol consumption. And the more alcohol women drink, there is sort of a dose response. It causes increased rates of breast cancer. So this, the WHO regards alcohol as a carcinogen. So this marketing attempt to link alcohol and women's rugby is really, I don't think, will be to the long-term benefit of Irish women. Well, and I think it's important that other large companies would get associated with women's rugby because it does need promotion. I don't deny that.
Yes, and that's the point, isn't it? That sports, especially women's sports, are really deprived of funding. Don't they need the backing of big companies like this?
Well, no, I think what they need is the backing that men's sports get, and that's the responsibility of the sporting organisations like the IRFU. Our we come at it, obviously, from a point of view of putting facts out in front of people, and what I would suggest that when canvassers are coming around to the door now about seeking your vote, particularly to women, you ask, what's your view on the state of alcohol we have in the moment, and do you think this is a good idea? I think a free pint, that's two standard drinks of alcohol, and even low levels of alcohol consumption can increase different types of alcohol-related cancers, such as the throat, the esophagus, and I say more specifically for women, the breast. And I would just like to say that if people want more detailed information from a health source, not a drinks industry source, the askaboutalcohol.ie from the HSE or Alcohol Action Ireland website will give lots of information to help people become informed. I might just give a helpline, 1-800-459-459. If people, and there are many people in this country who have their family disrupted by the way we're drinking at the moment, and we're asking that the link between sports and alcohol be broken, because it's not a healthy link and it's not in the best interests of Irish people.
All right, Professor Joe Barry, Professor of Population Health and Medicine at Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for joining us.